Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are joined by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Not specializing in livestock today, specializing in safety training. Always a good thing.
That's right. That's right. We have tractor safety for 14 and 15-year-olds coming up, and registration's open now. So what we're doing is the Meritazine Extension District and Frontier Extension District, we're working together to host a hazardous occupation training class. The class is required for 14 and 15-year-olds that want to operate farm tractors on a farm for somebody other than their parents. The only time a 14 or 15-year-old would be exempt from needing this training would be if he or she works for the parents on the family farm. However, if the farm is incorporated or is a partnership, then they would need this training because they would not be working for mom and dad. They would be working for the partnership or the LLC. This is also be true then if they go to work for grandma and grandpa. They got to have the training to work on for grandma and grandpa. So this training, it's not only required to drive tractors, but if you're going to drive a lawnmower that has a larger than 20 horsepower motor, it is required. So that is if you're doing it for somebody other than mom and dad. So this year's class is going to be much different from what we've done in the past. In the past, we've given 10 hours of training for the tractor only certificate. The state kind of is leading us away from doing only tractor only. They want us to do the tractor and machinery training. And that actually requires 24 hours of training. And so the way we're going to go about this is we're going to work with a program that's from Penn State. It's kind of where the state's leading us to go to. They want us to go to this Penn State training. So what we're going to do is we're going to have youth complete an online course from Penn State. It's called the National Safe Tractor and Machinery Operation Program. Now, there's a $10 cost for that online program, but the online program's going to cover the book portion of the tractor and machinery safety material, and it's going to account for, give or take, somewhere around 16 hours of training. In addition, during this course, we're going to send out a list of videos. They're safety videos, and we want the kids to watch five, I think, is what we put in the thing. Five of these videos, and then write up a short 3 to 4 sentence thing about each video they've watched about what they've learned. And so that's going to be part of it. That's going to help make up the entire 16 hours. Once the book portion has been completed through Penn State, or the online portion has been completed through Penn State, then they will have you print off a completion form, okay? So that way we know that you have completed that. So like I said, registration's open now. We're going to give you until June the 12th to get the online portion done and the videos. You'll bring that information to the extension office, and then at that point, we will set up a time on the next Saturday, which will be June the 15th, and we're going to have an 8-hour in-person training, and it's going to be held at the Pomona Community Building, and then we're going to transport the kids out to a farm and where we'll actually drive a tractor and see some tractor, that kind of information. So you might ask, well, how do I register? If you find our flyer or if you find our news release, there will be a link on either one or a QR code that you can take a picture of and then go online and it's an online registration. It's going to ask name, address, those kind of things. And then when you hit complete, then this Qualtrics will send you a email back to the email that you had listed that will have the book, how to register, where the online stuff is at. It'll give you a list of videos, all of the information that you're going to need to take to start the registration process with Penn State and how to take the class. Like I said, when we get done with that, we'll bring it back on by June the 12th. And we'll sit down, we'll have a little discussion at that point and set up the June 15th in-person date. So that's kind of how it's going to be this year. It's a little different than what it's been in the past, but we're still going to have at least 8 hours with the kids. And I think that in-person stuff will be very beneficial for their learning about the safety. And we're going to have a guy that's going to have some pictures of farm accidents and how they could have been prevented. We're going to have a gentleman come in that actually was too young to take the tractor safety class when he had a tractor accident. He was 11 years old, broke, I don't remember how many bones in his body. He still has ribs in his lungs and a bare spot on the back of his head where he can't grow hair. So he's going to be there and he's going to talk about what happened, maybe why it happened. He's also going to talk a little bit about how it feels 30 years later. So
that should make an impression, I would expect.
And it's starting to wear on him, and he'll tell you that. So anyway, it's going to be a great class. I think we'll have a lot of good information, and I hope we get a lot of kids to sign up.
That sounds fantastic. And the idea of spacing it out like that is going to definitely make it more convenient. Go at your own pace and review as needed instead of trying to cram everything into a set amount of days.
Right. We're hoping to give them, 3 weeks to a month to complete that online portion, which is 16 hours of the training. And then they only really have to spend one Saturday with us rather than spending maybe three Saturdays with us. So we thought this would be better for the kids to get out and maybe easier for them to accomplish than trying to meet three weekends in a row.
And missing out on chores and everything else at home that they might want to be doing at the start of summer.
Right.
And it sounds like there's going to be a lot more information than just, hey, don't grab the fan belt while it's running.
Yes. Or the PTO shaft. Yes, there will be a lot of good information.
Excellent. Well, there's always a lot of good information, especially when you come in and share. So thank you for being here today. We will get that information posted. And I do hope you get a lot of signups for this because it sounds like a pretty vital class.
It's important to their safety.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you again soon.
All right, thanks.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.
Did we make it through?